The module is intended for the students to work in groups to develop a concept design for a particular marine vehicle vessel in response to a fictitious kind of customer statement of requirements. Alongside that, the Royal Institution of Naval Architects and BMT sponsor a design award for the best group design project, and so we align this particular module with the with that award.
How important is it for the students to get together in groups and tackle a kind of a real life project like this?
In modern engineering, I think it's becoming increasingly important that students are able to work together in groups to achieve a technical solution. This module is taken by third years, so it's also particularly good preparation for them working in their fourth year on a group design project. So this is only worth one module. In the fourth year, the student's group design project is worth five modules. So this is very much an introductory experience to group design working. But if you talk to people in industry, then increasingly modern engineering and ship design works in multidisciplinary teams, and it's very important that students get some experience of working together as a group to achieve a goal.
Talking to the students this afternoon, they all said it was pretty tough.
Yes, I mean, that's partly deliberate. I think we have to put them under a bit of pressure so that it's an assignment they don't think they can just leave to one or two in the group, that they all have to contribute. We put them under relatively realistic timescales in terms of how long they have to produce the concept design. They are given supporting material for that, but really it brings together everything they've learnt about ship design in their first and second years in one semester, really. So it is deliberately tough, that it puts them under a bit of both time pressure as well as technical pressure. And it's their first major group assignment as well, so they have to learn to work well as a group. But I think since we introduced this module, we found that students are better at working in groups in their fourth years and do manage to achieve more in their fourth year group design project as a result of this experience.
The judges today were alumni who are working in the industry. How important is it to get them along as well as you and your academic colleagues?
We feel it's very important to try and give the students some real-life feedback on their designs, aside from the pure academic feedback. So since we've started the module, we've always tried to involve some industrial colleagues in coming in and providing some genuine feedback and giving their thoughts on the students' designs. It's particularly pleasing that we're able to call on alumni, or that alumni are willing to give up their time to do that. Some of them have travelled from Bath, Bristol area, some are based in Southampton. They're from a range of companies, from smaller companies going through to very large companies as well. So I think their varied experience is good for the students to really get some genuine feedback on their designs and how industry might have approached the problem. And I hope the students found that a very valuable experience. It's also a kind of more informal opportunity over lunch and over the coffee afterwards for the students to talk to the alumni about what jobs they're engaged in now, what their career paths have taken. And we had a range of alumni from relatively recent graduates to those who graduated several years ago. So it gives the students a bit more exposure to talk to the alumni about their careers, what they've worked on, and how what they're doing now at university could be used in the future. So it's important to involve industry first and foremost, but it's particularly pleasing that we have a relationship with the alumni that allows us to do that.
All in all, a good day.
Yes, no, it's a long afternoon, but it's an enjoyable afternoon for everybody concerned, I hope.